Matt Greenwood back on KJAZ Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, as we're speaking to Dustin Schnabel, head coach of the Fox girls soccer team. And the Warriors coming off a 9-13 2018 season and bringing back quite a few of their good players, including leading goal scorers Lena Higgins and Taylor Sterneman. They also got Grace George at the midfield, Sydney Adamek, a little bit of Gabby Flores coming back as the goalkeeper for the Warriors. So a lot of different areas where they've got some good players. And Coach, where to begin? You know, obviously with a good goalkeeper situation, some good offense, some good defense. I guess we'll kind of start off with where you feel like there is a strength going into this season.
Strength this year is we're healthy. Last year we started the year healthy, and then we got into about mid-season and our injuries started happening in some key positions where we just couldn't really replace those girls. So if we stay healthy this year, we're going to be a very exciting team. So we're looking forward to it.
All right. From a personnel standpoint, I threw out Lena Higgins and Taylor Sterneman right off the bat. Grace George I threw in there as well, and of course Sydney Adamek. I'll kind of let you choose, Coach, but I feel like a great way to start is obviously talking about the offense, but you can talk about defense, goalkeeping, whichever you prefer first.
Hey, I'm a defensive guy. I think defense wins championships. Offense is going to win you games, but I don't think it's going to take you as far as defense will. So I'll start with goalie, and Gabby Flores, she's coming back healthy, and I've said it many times before, I think Gabby is one of the best goalies in our area when she's healthy, and she's healthy right now. You threw in there Sydney Adamek playing defense. I'll just throw it out there anyways. Sydney Adamek's not going to be playing defense this year. She's going to be playing up top, and she's going to pour in some goals for us. So you have Lena Higgins. She's coming back from a knee surgery. She's out there playing. She's not 100%, we say, game shape, but she's ready to rock and roll. And Grace George, she's going to be playing defense for us this year on the outside D. The biggest thing with our team this year is I can throw any one particular girl in any spot. I can replace her. I mean, we're our depth is really deep this year. We haven't had that in many years before that.
Okay, so switching some things up on us. Thank you, Coach. No, just kidding. So Grace George slips to the back line. Sydney Adamek slips to the front line, if you will.
Yeah.
So, okay. Another name that I saw that put up 9 points for you as a midfielder. And, you know, midfielders, you can never really tell if they're going to be the goal-scoring midfielder or the assist midfielder or the center back that plays a little bit of defense-type midfielder. So who's Raven Robbins for you this year?
Raven Robbins is going to hold that defensive mid for us this year. I could throw her up top and attack you mid, and she could put in some goals for us, but we feel like her strength, and she thinks her strength is on the defense side for us. So that's where she's going to anchor our defense for us, being a senior this year.
Okay, very well. Coach, when it comes to these girls and their skill set, what impresses you the most about certain athletes that you have on your team, and what are some of the areas that you still would like to see a little bit of work in this season?
We're throwing a new formation out there this year, some of these girls have never played in this style of formation that we're going to be throwing at our team, our opponents this year. So what do I like? I mean, these girls are willing. They're accepting the style, and they're willing to give it a try. And if we can get it rocking and rolling, it's going to be 80 minutes of coming right at you. So our leaders, I mean, Sydney Adamek is, I mean, she goes, we go. She's one of those players, one of those young individuals. When she is on the field and she's within the group, or she's just one of those girls people want to flock to. With her leadership, I think we're going to do some pretty good things this year.
All right, Coach. We've talked about a lot of the girls: Higgins, Sterneman, George, Adamek, Robbins, Gabby Flores. Give us some names of girls that you expect to maybe surprise a few, and maybe a lot of people in the Fox community at least will get to know pretty quickly.
We're young this year. We have three freshmen that are going to be on They're on the varsity squad this year. One of those freshmen, her name is Lily Cook. She'll be playing up top for us. A very smart, young, aggressive young lady. So we have some high expectations for her. The other freshman is Morgan Parker. She's going to be playing some defense for us. But like I said, I mean, we're young. We have a good group of sophomores. We have one junior, and we have four seniors. So we're young. But that's okay. I mean, we got some good leaders who will help out those young athletes.
All right, very well. Coach, you had a jamboree, Tuesday night. So how did that go for you? And, how did that go for you?
We started off against we had 35 minutes against Eureka. I preached to our girls that I don't really care what the score ends up being, nothing like that. We're not worried about the score, just looking at working on some of those little things to get us ready for the season. But we did play the Eureka Wildcats to a 0-0 tie. My coach and I, we liked what we saw. We have some little things that we think we can fix, and we will fix. Unfortunately, the lights did not come on for the Windsor game, so we did not get the opportunity to face the Windsor Owls.
Oh, no. That's unfortunate.
That's all right. They're in our tournament next week, so we'll see them very soon.
All right, and like you told me before this interview, Friday, Lutheran South, 4:15 at their place to start the 2019 season for you, and then, of course, the Fox tournament next Monday, and I think you said all the way through Thursday. What are some teams involved in that other than Windsor, obviously?
Yeah, I've really tried to make our Fox tournament pretty competitive, and we invited some new teams this year. Rosati Kane is in our tournament. Notre Dame is in our tournament this year. Like we said, Windsor's in there. Festus is in there. Ourselves, the Fox Warriors, are in there. And there is St. Pius is in there also. So those are some pretty competitive teams. Whoever wins that tournament, it's going to be earned. That's for sure.
Coach, if you will, as we wrap up this interview, can you kind of lay out your expectations from a winning perspective? You know, what's a successful 2019 season for Fox Girls Soccer?
I'm going to throw it out there again. I think a successful season for us is to stay healthy. If we stay healthy, the wins will come. Be realistic, we're going to have some injuries, but if we can keep the injuries to the less severe ones, we'll have a pretty good record. I don't want to throw out any records, nothing like that. And I've usually done it in the past, and it seems like it always comes back and bites us in the butt. But we'll see what happens. I'll just leave it at we stay healthy, we're going to be an exciting team.
All right, we'll leave it there too, Coach. That is Dustin Schnabel, head coach of the Fox Girls Soccer Team, joining us here on KJ Sports Talk. Thanks so much, Coach.
All righty, thank you, sir.
All right, we'll be back with more in just a jiff on KJ Sports Talk.